The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the addiction recovery program guide for step 2, hope.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I am Elder Ennis. I am serving as missionary group leader this evening. I see that we have a couple new faces in our group this evening. I would like to take a moment to go around the room and introduce ourselves. We'll start here at my left, and we'll go clockwise around the circle.
My name is Robert, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm a recovering pornography addict.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a recovering heroin addict.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks.
I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Abra.
Hi, Abra.
I'm Cammy. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
I'm Scott, and I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Scott.
I'm Karen, and I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen. I'm Rich, and I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Rich.
My name is Dub. I'm a son of God and a full-blown drug addict and a real alcoholic.
Hi, Dub.
Hey, Dub. Would someone please volunteer to open with prayer?
I'll do that.
Thanks, Dub.
Our kind, loving, eternal Father in heaven, Father, we're so grateful that You and the brethren were able to bring these 12-step meetings into the house of the Lord, where we might be able to hear the still small voice of the Holy Ghost and even feel the embrace of Thy Son, our brother Jesus Christ. And Father, bless us this night that we may have a softened heart, that our minds may be quickened, and our tongues loose, that we can share those things honestly as a group. And Father, as always, we acknowledge all of our wonderful tender mercy and serendipity blessings through Thy hand and Thy Son's hand. And Father, a special blessing tonight to our brothers and sisters who are still out there researching their addictions, that they may be touched and sometime join us in the future, that we might be able to unconditionally love and fellowship them. And Father, we ask all these blessings with gratitude in our heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Deb.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing. because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll go ahead and start here at my right, and we'll go counterclockwise.
Thank you. Step 1, we admit that we of ourselves are powerless to overcome our addictions and that our lives have become unmanageable.
Step 2, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step number 2, starting on page 7 from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We'll go around the room and each person who is willing may read 1 to 2 paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We'll continue to pick up where we left off.
Step 2, hope. Key principle, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health. When we realized our powerlessness over our addictions, most of us felt stripped of any hope. Those of us who had grown up with no concept of God were certain we had exhausted every avenue of help. Meanwhile, those of us who believed in God were convinced He was too disappointed in us to help. Either way, step 2 presented us with an answer we had either never considered or else had discarded, to turn to God and find hope in the atonement of Jesus Christ.
Finally humbled, we reached out for help, following what felt to us like the tiniest ray of hope. We began to attend recovery meetings. When we first came to meetings, we were filled with doubts and fears. We were frightened and possibly even cynical, but at least we came. There we heard men and women honestly describe what their lives had been like, what happened to change them, and what it was like to live in recovery from addiction. We discovered that many of the people we met in the meetings had once felt as hopeless as we felt, but now they were laughing, talking, smiling, attending meetings, praying, reading scriptures, and writing in their recovery journals.
Gradually, the principles they shared and practiced started to work for us. As we kept coming back, we began to feel something we had not felt in years. We felt hope. If there was hope for others who had been at the very brink of destruction, maybe there was hope for us too. We were grateful to hear that if we would turn to the Lord, there would be no habit, no addiction, no rebellion, no transgression, no offense, exempted from the promise of complete forgiveness. In this atmosphere of faith and testimony, we found hope that began to awaken us to the mercy and power of God. We began to believe that He could deliver us from the bondage of addiction. We followed the example of our recovering friends. We attended meetings, prayed, renewed our activity in the church, and pondered and applied the scriptures. and our own miracles began to happen. We found ourselves blessed with the grace of Jesus Christ to maintain our abstinence one day at a time. As we took step two, we became willing to replace trust in ourselves and our addictions with faith in the love and power of Jesus Christ. We took this step in our minds and in our hearts, and we experienced the truth that the foundation of recovery from addiction must be spiritual.
As you take the steps recommended in this guide, you will experience the same truth. It is worth every effort. This program is spiritual, and it is a program of action. If you follow these principles and allow them to work in your life, you will find yourself being restored to spiritual health through your newfound relationship with the Lord. His Spirit will help you begin to see your choices more honestly and clearly. You will make decisions in harmony with gospel principles. For some of us, this miracle was almost instantaneous. For others, recovery has been more gradual. However it may occur for you, you will eventually be able to say with us that through steadfastness in Christ, you are rescued from addiction and enjoy a perfect brightness of hope.
Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught of the power of the Lord to help you. We should not underestimate or overlook the power of the Lord's tender mercies. The simpleness, the sweetness, and the constancy of the tender mercies of the Lord will do much to fortify and protect us in the troubled times in which we do now and will yet live. When the words cannot provide the solace we need or express the joy we feel, when it is simply futile to attempt to explain that which is unexplainable, when logic and reason cannot yield adequate understanding about the injustices and iniquities of life, when mortal experience and evaluation are insufficient to produce a desired outcome, and when it seems that perhaps we are so totally alone, truly we are blessed by the tender mercies of the Lord and made mighty even unto the power of deliverance.
Some individuals who hear or read this message erroneously may discount or dismiss in their personal lives the availability of the tender mercies of the Lord. We may falsely think that such blessings and gifts are reserved for other people who appear to be more righteous or who serve in visible church callings. I testify that the tender mercies of the Lord are available to all of us, and that the Redeemer of Israel is eager to bestow such gifts upon us. You will see the tender mercies of the Lord in your own lives as you learn to watch for them, and as you come to believe that the power of God can indeed help you recover.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue reading the action steps.
Pray, read, and ponder the Scriptures. As you let go of pride and begin to consider bringing God back into your life, you will start to think in more prayerful terms. Eventually, you will find yourself ready to kneel and pray aloud. You will find how good it feels to express your feelings and needs to God. You will feel you have reopened a conversation with someone who will always answer you, not always with a yes, but always with love. At last, you'll begin to experience the healing effect of breaking out of a self-imposed isolation.
The desire to communicate with God will lead you to study the words of modern and ancient prophets. As you hear of others who found answers in the Scriptures, your hope will grow that you can find answers too. As you write your thoughts, you will receive additional impressions from the Spirit. Study prayerfully, and the Lord will give you answers to your questions and needs.
A great place to begin our study is with each verse at the end of each chapter in this guide. Each verse was selected with recovery in mind, and each question is asked with the hope that it might help us apply the verse to our life. Take a few minutes every day to seek what the Lord desires to communicate to you.
Believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. Most of us who grew up with some concept of God, and as members of the Church, we at least had some knowledge of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. We may even have had a simple belief in them. But often, we did not connect our personal struggles with our need for God's power in our lives.
Can we get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The action required in step two is simply to become willing to practice believing in the love and mercy of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and the accessibility and blessing of the Holy Ghost. Our testimonies are that you can come to know the perfectly united love of the Godhead by watching for evidence of their love and power in your life and in the lives of others.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.